1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A state of emergency has been declared at Columbia University, where student protesters refused to leave an encampment by the deadline today set by school officials.
We will not move until Columbia meets our demands, or they are moved by force.
The protesters now face the possibility of being suspended. Police, meanwhile, making a number of arrests on the University of Texas campus, where a protest is growing on the West Mall. That's where graduation ceremonies are set to be held next month. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in the Mideast meeting with U.S. allies as negotiations continue to try and reach an agreement on humanitarian ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell is expected to travel soon to Oklahoma, which was hit especially hard in last weekend's tornado outbreak. Testimony resumes tomorrow in former President Trump's New York hush money trial. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health officials are reassuring people that pasteurized milk from Wisconsin is safe to drink. Dairy cows in other states have come down with the bird flu in recent weeks, but so far there are no reports of bird flu in Wisconsin. In the meantime, dairy farmers are urged to be on the lookout and let health officials know if they have any sick animals. The most conservative U.S. House Republicans may try to remove Speaker Mike Johnson from his post this week. Wisconsin's Brian Stile is against the idea.
It'd be a distraction. What we need to be focused on is the issues of the day. It'd be disappointing if any of my colleagues bring that forward, and hopefully we can keep Speaker Johnson in his job.
Stile speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. The Republicans' right wing is unhappy with Johnson over the foreign aid package that passed last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The Wisconsin Justice Department is investigating after a police officer shot and killed a subject on Sunday. Officers say when they got to Ashland Avenue Sunday morning, they found a subject with two bladed weapons moving toward another person. The officer shot the subject after the person ignored orders to put the weapons down. The subject died at the hospital. The police officer is on administrative leave while state agents look into it. More than 80 people were arrested during Saturday's Mifflin Street block party. Most arrests were for alcohol offenses. Six people went to jail. About 150 officers patrolled on foot, bicycle, and horseback. EMTs responded to 14 medical emergencies, most of them related to alcohol. 11 people had to go to the hospital. Nobody was hurt when a deck with several people on it caved in. One car was turned over and another car was damaged. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Rays tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Rays at AmFam Field. Milwaukee coming off a 15-5 loss yesterday to New York. The Yankees' 6'7" Aaron Judge sliding into second, using his big hand to block shortstop Willie Adames' throw to first, but not called for interference, Pat Murphy.
In the judgment of the umpire, there was not interference intentionally. I think after they watch it on video, if you guys watch it, it's hard to say that he wasn't making an attempt, at least purposely obstruct.
NBA, no Dame, no Giannis, and then no Bobby Portis after he was ejected. The Bucks losing last night in Indy, 126-113, now down 3-1 to the Pacers. Game 5 tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. The Packers adding 11 new players in the NFL draft.
It's a long process that starts in the middle of the summer for our guys, and to get to the end of it and feel really good about helping your football team is a really good feeling.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A damp and dreary day stuck under mostly cloudy skies with a few spotty showers. Winds are a bit breezy, up to 25 miles per hour, pulling our highs to the mid-60s. We dry out tonight and sunshine prevails tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 65.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, next time on The Big Show, join us as we take a look back at the White House Correspondents' Dinner and President Biden's remarks and ask you, what's worse? Call in, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's gonna be May.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, another big Monday. Dominic! How you doing, little buddy?
Curdy, I'm fantastic. Nice to see you. Rich working hard on the board. Thank you. And our fair audience, happy, happy Monday, man. I'm Curdy. I had a great weekend. I'm well rested and I'm ready to roll, man.
Well, I'm glad one of us is ready.
Yeah.
I've double crossed.
That's why we partner up, man. I mean, between the two of us, how often are we both going to be off our game?
Do you have a laptop?
I've got two in front of me. Yes, I do. Well, who needs a laptop, man? You don't need a laptop, Crudy. You got a microphone, baby.
Well, I do have a microphone, but I don't have a laptop. And I feel quite confident this error is going to cost the old man some money. I was just trying to text as we came on the air to my wife. Karsten's got it. My youngest son is bringing the laptop to me because I need it, or perhaps I anticipate needing it during the course of this big 3-hour show, Dom. But you know, if the conversation's good enough, I'll never look down at it.
That's right.
So I hope he hurries up and gets here.
Right.
Dom, a couple of topics of the day. I had to look up. I'm wondering why my phone's not blowing up with details of the Trump trial because they're on break today.
Yeah, I know. They're hardly working, man. They got like the Dominic schedule, man. Like 4 days a week. This week, what, maybe 3 days?
Well, I hope they don't jam a day into Wednesday because Trump's supposed to come to Waukesha on Wednesday, is he not?
That's the rumor. He's going to darken our door once again. So no court today. What, court tomorrow? No court Wednesday, then court Thursday, Friday is my understanding.
If you say so.
All right, I say so.
You I can't even look it up. I don't even have a laptop.
All right, she's going to have to trust me. Everything I say today is absolutely 100% true and accurate because Crudy can't look it up.
You know, my son is here. He's got the computer. I've got the $20 because I assume there's like a delivery charge and maybe some gas. Yeah, bring it in. You'll hear the door opening. Thank you. Appreciate your delivery skills. He's a fine
young man.
I am nearly prepared to do a show now.
Hey, for another $10, I'll get you the charger.
Now you sound like Bob. You know, I wore Bob's belt the other day.
Oh, you did? You still have Bob's belt. Excellent.
I don't know why I still got a belt from 30 years ago. And I swear to God, that belt has been...
Is it on the last button at this point? Or, you know, the last notch? Where are we at on the belt? How's it progressed over the years, Gertie? Do you have a little marker? You mark the ages?
Well, let's just say, much like global warming, the water line's rising. Yeah. Let's just put it that way. But this thing has been curled outward from cinching it too tightly, depending on my girth on a given day.
Man, you got to loosen that thing up. You're going to hurt yourself.
Well, now,
may I suggest maybe some twine? Just go to the hardware store.
Full Jethro.
Get some twine, and you can do it every day and just throw it out. You're fine.
Maybe suspenders, Tom. Twine suspenders.
Yeah. You get some. You're a suspender looking dude.
Am I?
Oh yeah.
You know, this computer probably won't work until I plug it in because it's been in the trunk of my car all weekend. Crudy, always double-crossing himself.
You know, you should act like you've done radio for over a dozen years, man. Such a rookie sometimes. I have such high expectations.
You know, I get flustered sometimes, but we won't talk about that, Dom. We'll only talk about the important politics going on. Now, where'd my phone go? Oh, here it is. I was going to turn towards the political topics now that I'm slightly better prepared to converse on them. And there was some reporting over at the Journal Sentinel that had come to our attention. Republicans, what, they're out recruiting civically to try to get people involved in the electoral process, not just voting, but maybe challenging other people's right to vote.
Well, I mean,
work done.
Observing, which every citizen, every American has the right to do.
Well, let me observe you reading the Louding for a minute, because I want to look something up. Now that I got a laptop.
Molly Beck reporting over at the Journal Sentinel, the Republican National Committee and Trump campaign plan to deploy tens of thousands of volunteers and attorneys to monitor and challenge voting processes in battleground states, including Wisconsin. An effort rooted in the former president's false election claims characterized as safeguarding from Democrat tricks in 2020. Ah, these Republicans. GOP officials say they plan to recruit 100,000 people nationwide to observe election processes and voting and expansion of typical activities for political parties in election years. The party's rhetoric surrounding the plans, however, describes the program as a solution to former President Donald Trump's 2020 election loss that has been confirmed in Wisconsin by judges, recounts, studies, and audits. The Democrat tricks from 2020 won't work this time. In 2024, we're going to beat the Democrats at their own game, and the RNC legal team will be working tirelessly to ensure that election officials follow the rules in administering elections. We will aggressively take them to court if they don't follow the rules or try to change them at the last minute, Charlie Spies, RNC chief counsel, said in a statement. Now, if I may just pause and reflect for a moment. 2020 tricks that the Democrats pulled. I mean, what about the false electors that happened here in the state of Wisconsin? Was that an election trick? Just wondering how all that works out. How about in Arizona when they've now, indicted the false electors? In Georgia, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? Isn't that literally the definition of election tricks? Your fraudulent electors to try to give the election over to your orange god? And now you're going to stand up here and tell everyone that it's the Democrats that are doing something? It was all the Democrats' fault because your guy lost coming out of a terrible recession and a pandemic? Come on, man. You got to be kidding me. If you want to waste your time, knock yourself out. You should absolutely be more engaged. Absolutely see the process. Watch the process. Follow the process. Be engaged. I'm down for that. I support that on the right and the left and the middle. Anybody who wants to know something about our elections, yes. Don't you damn well be trying to intimidate voters. That's a big problem.
Of course they will. You know, they were under a consent decree with the federal DOJ, talking about the National Republican Party. And we haven't talked about this in some years, but I don't know if you're aware, the judge ends the consent decree limiting the RNC, let's call it ballot security activities. This one, a little bit dated. January of 2018, Josh Gerstein reporting. After more than three decades, Republicans are free of a federal court consent decree that sharply limited the Republican National Committee's ability to challenge voters' qualifications and target the kind of fraud President Donald Trump has alleged affected the 2016 presidential race. Now, in 2020, he had not yet challenged the outcome of the 2020 race yet. This precedes the election.
Challenges the outcome of the 2024 race, regardless of the outcome.
Well, Dom, there's more. There's, you know, here's the how they can do it. Newark-based U.S. District Court Judge Michael Vasquez ruled in an order released Tuesday that the longstanding decree ended December 1st and will not be extended. This again, 2017, December 1st of 2017. The decree, which dated back to 1982, arose from a Democratic National Committee lawsuit charging the RNC with seeking to discourage African Americans from voting through targeted mailings, warning about penalties for violating election laws, and by posting armed, off-duty law enforcement officers at the polls in minority neighborhoods. To extend the decree, the DNC needed to show the RNC violated the terms of the PAC. Democrats pointed to a series of incidents during the 2016 election in which they alleged people who claimed or appeared to be working for the RNC were engaged in poll watching. A November 2016 Political Report article from November describing RNC spokesperson Sean Spicer's election day activities led the judge to order Spicer to submit a deposition. And Vasquez, an appointee of former President Barack Obama, said in his ruling that despite the various claims, the Democrats had not shown any violation by a preponderance of the evidence. And an RNC official praised the ruling. "We are gratified that the judge recognized our full compliance with the consent decree and rejected the DNC's baseless claims. Today's rulings will allow the RNC to work more closely with state parties and campaigns to do what we do best. Suppress the vote of minorities." No, that's not exactly what he says. "Ensure that more people vote through our unmatched field program." But I would point out, what were they bragging about here? Specifically, Bob Spindell, a Wisconsin elections commissioner, a Republican Party official. What was he bragging about after the 2022 midterms? The suppression of Black and Latino voters in Milwaukee. This isn't a get-out-the-vote effort that's been hamstrung by a consent decree. This is a suppress-the-vote effort that Republicans are starting anew. So we got that to look forward to this year, Dom.
"These trainings will equip volunteers with the necessary knowledge and skills to effectively oversee potential problems in the electoral process, guaranteeing that every vote is counted accurately and fairly," a GOP official said in the news release.
They literally tried to throw out 200,000 absentee votes during the 2020 election, talking about the Republican. That was their position. The RNC, Trump, Jim Troupas. In fact, we got a fine guest joining us later in the big show, 4 o'clock hour. Maggie Dawn. Maggie Dawn was on the other side of that wall. She was the one laying out the process for challenging absentee ballots in Milwaukee County so they could meet the statutory time deadlines. And she'll be a fine guest of ours a little bit later in the big show. We are the Devil's Advocates. It's a big Monday. Welcome to it.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Hey, Dom, how many palindromes can you name in 30 seconds?
Race car, mom, dad, reefer, refer, kayak, level. Did I say mom already?
You're forgetting one really important one.
Zero res.
Not only is it the coolest palindrome ever, it's also our favorite.
Right, I remember. Why is that again?
They advertise with us.
Zero res, my favorite palindrome.
And carpet cleaner. Get the best carpet cleaning ever. Schedule your carpet cleaning online at zeroresmedicine.com. Tell them the Devil's Advocate sent you.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Well, it's all right. Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all. Feel free to join us anytime on the lines. We love a political party, especially when you're around. 844-967-2789.
Tom, is there any more meat on this bone?
Yeah, there is. Again, the topic of discussion here, Wisconsin Republicans recruiting legion. What, the 100,000, Molly Beck is reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, of monitors to observe the polls. And they have a plan here.
100,000 nationwide, not all here in Wisconsin.
Right, correct. Let's see here. The volunteers are tasked with focusing on early voting, election day voting, absentee ballot processing, post-election processes, and, quote, logic and accuracy machine testing, unquote. A spokeswoman for the RNC did not respond to a request for details of what the testing would entail. The officials said there are five areas of observation where we will guarantee coverage, and aggressive attorneys will be engaged at all these stages to stop Democrat attempts to circumvent rules, the officials said. Molly Beck goes on to discuss the whole Trump history here. We know that. In recent training sessions conducted by state GOP officials, the party's election integrity director, Mike Hoffman, they got an integrity director. What is it, you know, are you kidding me? Is this guy also one of the unindicted? Did he sign any documents, try to, you know, tell Vice President Pence to hold off for a while? You know, I mean, they have an integrity director? Do they ever look at their own party? I continue, Molly Beck's reporting. Integrity director Mike Hoffman said a focus would be placed on Democratic population centers like Eau Claire, Madison, and Milwaukee, and recounted telling one clerk the party would be, quote, keeping a close eye on you, according to the New York Times. Spokesman for the Republican Party of Wisconsin did not answer questions about whether the party's monitoring efforts would extend to non-democratic leaning areas. Of course not. It's like asking, would you want the non-democratic leaning areas votes to be thrown out like they requested during the 2020 election?
Probably not. Probably. Was that a rhetorical question?
Probably not. Let's see, a little bit more here. Clara Woodall, executive director of the Milwaukee Election Commission, said she hosted Hoffman and GOP attorneys for a 90-minute tour of the city's absentee ballot tabulation center, known as Central Count, on the night before the April presidential primary election. Trump has repeatedly falsely claimed, we know that. A little bit more from Woodall. We are always happy to answer questions about process, procedure, and ensure open lines of communication between our office and both major political parties. As you know, we strictly follow state statute, and there were no sudden changes or deviation from the rules in 2020. We were taken to court in 2020 multiple times, including by President Trump, and have always prevailed. I am confident our administration will continue to withstand scrutiny. And then finally, Ann Jacobs, a Democratic member of the commission of the Wisconsin Election Commission, who was chairwoman during the 2020 election, said the rhetoric surrounding the GOP effort is likely intended to appease Trump's base. You think? It strikes me that what this is trying to appease the base that wrongly believes there were improprieties in the election that can be discovered and prevented through this sort of oversight by lay people. And here in Wisconsin, what we know that we've had an election and the votes were properly counted. Observers are welcome to observe, but the idea that this is going to be some sort of groundbreaking situation where they're able to find improprieties that are going to affect the election just isn't going to happen, but they are welcome to come watch. Yes, absolutely. 100,000 megas. Knock yourself out. Go watch. Don't you dare start trying to intimidate voters.
Dominic, the Democratic National Committee and the State Democratic Party also monitor election issues, including at polling places and at the state level, according to Democratic officials. The state party operates a voter hotline and helps voters who lack photo identification to meet the legal requirements to vote. Do Republicans ever help anyone meet the legal requirements to vote? Here's a quote. Andy Toves, spokesman for the DNC. Donald Trump and his Republican allies are running a large-scale voter suppression campaign to make voting harder and to undermine faith in fair elections, just like they did in 2020. Democrats will continue to invest in protecting free elections and empower Wisconsinites to make their voices heard in this critical, November election. We won't let Trump and the MAGA Republicans get away with their dirty tricks.
Yeah, everyone's doing dirty tricks, man. Everyone's got a trick up their sleeve.
Didn't we just talk about the new executive director of the Republican Party? Souls for the polls are calling for his ouster or resignation or some variant thereof because he was trying to rat F the Souls to the Polls efforts to get out minority voters in the last elective cycle, right?
Just 2024. You know how those Republicans love to joke. They love to joke about suppressing the black vote. It's just super funny to them.
And then
when the new executive director was texting with this, some dirty trickster who's been involved in the campaigns, asking him to, hey, Operation Rat F, you got any buddies? You got any people that can, just flood the call, call Souls to the Polls. Tell them they all want to get picked up with their Trump gear on and be brought to the polls. And what would be the purpose of that too? Waste resources, have less black people vote when you jam in a bunch of white people that may or may not even be in the district. Oh, yeah, we're working on it. Oh, no, I'm sorry, it was just a joke. I didn't mean it. And we're supposed to accept that. And I don't accept that because history tells us otherwise. Logic tells us otherwise. I mean, these are the megas. They're down for this. They're absolutely down for this. As long as the mischievous conduct, we'll call it mischievous because, unless you're actually charged and convicted, it's all fun. It's all a test run for the next time. Until some consequence comes of that, well, it's no big deal. It's just part of the game.
Dominic, let's make sure we name names. The new, shiny new GOP executive director in the great state of Wisconsin, his name, Andrew Iverson. He's the one that wanted to rat F the Souls to the Polls. And then his buddy, I believe, was Carlton Huffman.
Yes, that's right. Carlton Huffman.
Who also got the settlement from the CPAC guy after the Herschel Walker event in Georgia. And he had a prior history in the state of Wisconsin until apparently too many racist tweets and the such, Dom, they caught up to him. And Huffman, when he tells the story, it was their fault. But, when he sees the text messages, they show he actually took action steps. Didn't seem to disassociate. You know what I'm saying. Come back. Devil's Advocates. It's a big Monday edition. Cognitive dissonance. Not permitted here.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Well, we're just days away from learning the identity of our next Alice in Dairyland. We've got another candidate to introduce you to. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Katrina Hosley from Denmark, our focal point today. Her comments next.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it?
Oh! Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No!
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Katrina Hosley from Denmark is currently a senior at UW-River Falls, focused in on ag marketing communications and ag business. She's held a lot of different leadership roles involving Wisconsin agriculture and says it's helped her better understand how big the audience for Alice really is.
When you look at the agricultural industry, 1 in 9 jobs relates to agriculture, and they're not all in production agriculture. We need all kinds of kinds, whether it be bankers, marketers, or people in the processing, all kinds of kinds, like I said. So that's one thing that I really look forward to throughout these upcoming months is promoting that the Alice in Dairyland program connects with people of all kinds, all backgrounds, and encourages them to get involved in agriculture, whether it be having conversations with their local producers or just having that understanding of where their food comes from when they are in the grocery store.
Katrina Hosley from Denmark, another one of our Alice in Dairyland finalists. Remember, they will begin their final phase of the interview process Friday in Door County.
To help take care of your ag operation, you're going to need the brand that you call One Tough Animal. Bobcat Plus, they carry new and used Bobcat equipment and also feature a full service department, parts, rental, so there's no need to worry about downtime. Skid steer loaders, mini excavators, utility vehicles, and so much more. There's a Bobcat Plus location just down the road. Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere. Those chores around the farm just got a lot easier. Stop in or visit bobcatplus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
And school districts will maintain their right to offer flavored milk in their lunch program. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed their school nutrition standards last week. Brad Olson, president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, said they appreciated USDA recognizing how important flavored milk and cheese is in a nutritious meal. He said they were disappointed that USDA missed an opportunity to restore 2% and whole milk to school breakfast and lunch programs. He said the science is clear and they'll continue to work with lawmakers to enact Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. That's just a quick snapshot on what's happening in food news for a Monday. Don't forget, more available, MidwestFarmReport.com. Follow us on social media. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A damp and dreary day, stuck under mostly cloudy skies with a few spotty showers. Winds are a bit breezy, up to 25 miles per hour, pulling our highs to the mid-60s. We dry out tonight and sunshine prevails tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
It is one of the most important business decisions you will make, selling your commercial building. It should involve making a plan to maximize your sale price through effective and responsive marketing. Your plan should also include a clear understanding of tax consequences. You need the professionals at Altus Commercial Real Estate to guide your success. Experience and responsive professionals make all the difference. Make your plan to sell. Call Altus Commercial Real Estate today at 608-338-1101.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On the next show, is the Supreme Court out of control? Our special guest attorney, Jim Santel, will hopefully give us some answers.
The John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Early in the morning, rising to the street, light me up
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Monday edition. Love it when you join us at 844-967-2789. And Dom, I got an unexpected love letter today
from Donald Trump. Oh, you cheating on me again, Crudy?
Donald Trump sent me a, well, you're both Geminis, both born on June 14th. Maybe a toupee in both cases. Never can tell. Yeah. But Trump,
I'll grow it out, Crudy, and I'll donate it to you, man.
I could use the help. I certainly could. But Trump sent me a little missive, and the subject line, Dom, and I don't hear this much. Let me see if I can find it. I want to make sure I report it accurately. I love you, Michael Crute. I don't think I've ever heard anyone ever say it quite like that. I love you, Michael Crute.
Michael Crute. Comma, Michael Crute.
Comma.
Is it all, is it all caps? You know, is
no.
The M and no, no?
No, not even the L in love. No, no little, you know, heart over the I or any of that stuff. You know, there's an I in Michael, Donald. Could have used that opportunity. From the desk of Donald J. Trump. It would be my great honor to be endorsed by you, Michael Crute. Doesn't seem likely, but let's read on.
All you can do is ask.
With a complete and total endorsement, just hours ahead of my end-of-the-month fundraising deadline. I think we've really gotten to it. So it's a endorse Trump alert. Will he endorse me for president? Biden is endorsed by the sick political class that hates our country, all caps. But I couldn't care less what deep state thinks. I only need the endorsement of true Trump Republicans like you.
Yeah, so, you know, the endorsement of true mega Republicans isn't going to get it done, Trump.
It was really a little confusing, Don, because they told me they love me.
I mean, right away, you think, wow, we got something here. I mean, this is something we can build on.
And then Trump basically told me what he needed from me, which
was you.
My endorsement through financial donations. I don't know
baby,
if Trump was aware.
Come on,
but
baby, I love you. I love you.
I forgot
your money.
I forgot my laptop, and I just had to give some money to my youngest just to get it here. So I'm kind of feeling broke at the moment. No spare change. Anyways, just thought it was a little bit weird.
A little weird.
I had never gotten an I love you subject line in my inbox. It caught my attention. It didn't get me to open it.
I thought he'd said these kinds of things to you before. This is that to my recollection, and you know, take that for what it's worth. I thought he sent you other similar loving type of emails.
Well, he direct messages me sometimes, but
okay.
I don't want to talk about it on the radio. Yeah. I've made some compromises.
I wasn't always a professional radio show host.
Professional question mark? Dom, Dave Zweifel, professional columnist over at the Cap Times. Voters care about issues. GOP reps care about the cultural war. I believe that. Let's see how he lays it out and see if we agree. Dom, that's the U.S. Pardon me. That the U.S. faces a multitude of problems is a given. Yeah, I'm also having one of those kinds of days. The Marquette University Law School poll asks that very question virtually every time it conducts its survey. This poll showed Wisconsin people were most concerned about the economy and inflation. Immigration was next, and abortion, and of course, healthcare. Also on the voters' minds was the Ukraine, Russia, Israel, Gaza, and the catch-all of foreign affairs. People want the president and members of Congress to fix those problems. I don't hear any Republicans offering to fix anything except Joe Biden's open border policies, right?
That's it.
Yes, most voters understand that there are at least two views on how those problems can be fixed, but most also believe their representatives ought to come together and at least do something. The truth, however, is that few candidates actually discuss what it is they'll do about the issues the voters care about. looking at you, Eric Hudvey, but he's not. He's specifically talking about Scotty Fitzgerald. Somehow, I'm on Wisconsin 5th District Republican Rep. Scott Fitzgerald's donor list. Maybe it's some kind of joke, but his campaign regularly asks me for $20 or $25. They apparently don't read my columns, but I appreciate the attention.
Yeah, but do they ever say, I love you?
Dom, it affords me an up-close and personal look at the lack of attention to issues. Last week, for instance, the Fitzgerald campaign sent a solicitation from one of Wisconsin's representative's oldest hometown friends, now a member of Congress himself, Troy Neils, the son of former Dodge County Sheriff Ed Neils, is now U.S. Rep. Troy Neils, representing Texas's fighting 22nd. Troy left Dodge County in 1994 to take a job with the Richmond, Texas Police Department. And after some jobs in between, including being elected sheriff in Fort Bend County and serving with the Army in Iraq, he was elected to Congress in 2020. That happened to be the same year Fitzgerald replaced longtime Rep. Jim Sensenbrenner in Wisconsin's 5th. And Neils, like Fitzgerald, has been a staunch Donald Trump acolyte. And he also, like Fitzgerald, he voted to overturn the 2020 election on January 6, 2021, 3 days after becoming House members themselves. What a pair these two make, Dom.
Right. The very same election they were elected to. Their elections were fine. Their ballots, awesome. Everyone else is terrible.
Dominic, and of course, he has nothing to say but good things about his longtime pal Fitzgerald, the former state Senate majority leader and a cheerleader for former Governor Scotty Wanker. But does he tout Fitz's stance on immigration or abortion or health care or Ukraine? No, I should send Fitzgerald some money because he'll, and here's a short list, hold Secretary Mayorkas accountable for refusing to secure our border. Expose Hunter Biden's alleged corruption. Unmask the Biden administration's weaponization of the federal government against conservatives. As Weefel writes, in other words, Fitzgerald, like so many of his Republican colleagues, will continue to push the culture wars that do nothing to solve problems, but everything to flame discord. And that's precisely why nothing gets done. Nothing. I tell you, nothing. The least active Congress, least accomplishment since like the Great Depression, Dom, the 1920s.
Very observant, as always, Mr. Zweifel and these Republicans. What do you say? Oh, we're gonna expose the Hunter Biden alleged corruption. Okay, how's that been going? I mean, last I heard, Comer's is running away from this thing. The Republicans are getting lambasted on right-wing media because they haven't been able to deliver, even though they say they're going to deliver. Oh, we're going to have it in the next 2 weeks. It's like infrastructure week or the replacement for Obamacare. At some point, you got to say, hey, you know, maybe there's nothing there. Of course, there's nothing there, but doesn't stop Fitzgerald from trying to fundraise on it. Hold Secretary Mayorkas accountable. Well, okay, you have legislation, bipartisan border legislation passed in the Senate. To my understanding, some of the most restrictive border legislation ever. Republicans would normally be loving this. Oh, except it's an election year and their orange messiah instructed them not to take it up. So a problem, sure. A solution, possibly, you know, steps towards it. Republicans holding it up based on the wishes of their leader. Unmask the Biden administration's weaponization of the federal government against conservatives, quote unquote. So is he talking about the hostages for January 6th, quote unquote?
Mostly
is he talking about Trump being indicted for his federal crimes. What exactly is he talking about?
Mr. Cocktail.
Yes, Mr.
I'm
Michael
pretty
Cruz.
Sure they mean the suppression of the New York Post Hunter Biden laptop from hell. That story was not widely propagated running up to the 2020 election. And if it had been, then people wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden against Trump? Question mark. I mean, that's
so they're concerned about what something being left out of the news that would have maybe helped their campaign. Is that what they're telling us?
Apparently, yes. Yes.
Okay, so the reverse of Stormy Daniels and the hush money and the business fraud election interference case. I like that.
Inability to smear their elective opponent, or at least his ne'er-do-well son, Hunter. Well, that is what they're talking about generally when they talk about the suppression of righties. That, and for a while back before Elon Musk bought the Twitter dom, well, they had banned Donald Trump, you know, just because he incited the January 6th riot and stuff like that.
You know, it's just a what's a little insurrection between friends.
Deplatformed.
It's just conspiracy.
Alex Jones, just because he was monetizing defaming behavior about the Sandy Hook Hook victims. You know, stuff like that. Attacking conservatives just because they were inciting violence or defaming or doing things that some would find problematic.
Or perhaps against the law, and when it's so blatantly against the law, even, you know, sometimes you gotta try to enforce that law. Here's one for you, Kurt, on this topic.
Oh, you got
ABC
one?
News reporting today. Hunter Biden threatens to sue Fox News for airing revenge porn. Yeah, baby. Attorneys representing Joe Biden's son, Hunter, are threatening to sue Fox News for violating revenge porn laws and publishing since discredited bribery allegations as part of a scheme to paint him in a false light, according to a letter obtained by ABC News. The letter, which Hunter Biden's counsel transmitted to attorneys at Fox News last week, includes a request for the conservative news outlet to, quote, preserve all documents potentially relevant to the allegations in this letter, a common precursor to litigation. We anticipate that litigation against Fox is imminent, the letter said. To pen the letter to Fox, Hunter Biden enlisted the law firm Garagos & Garagos, whose principal Mark has represented A-listers like Michael Jackson, singer Chris Brown, and actress Winona Ryder. They have experience in representing family members of presidents and negotiated a plea deal for Roger Clinton Jr., the brother of former President Bill Clinton, for driving under the influence. After years of quietly weathering a federal criminal investigation and deluge of negative press, Hunter Biden embarked on an aggressive legal counteroffensive last year against several individuals who played some role in obtaining and disseminating the contents of a laptop purportedly belonging to him. Among those are John Paul MacIsaac, the computer repairman who initially obtained the laptop, Gertie's buddy Rudy Giuliani, who denied Hunter Biden's claim that he manipulated and disseminated data from the laptop, and Garrett Ziegler, a one-time Trump White House aide, who published the contents of the laptop, including several graphic images, to the internet. So, there you go. There's more to it. You can find it on the abcnews.com. But Hunter Biden finally striking out against the Foxy News. Fox Not News, who's what? Already had to pay out $800 some million to Dominion, have about a $2+ billion lawsuit against them from Smartmatic. And, you know, the list goes on and on. But please, hey, Trumpsters, continue to get your news from Fox because, you know, it's Fox.
It was funny. James Comer, who has, what, led the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, he was part of that, right? And then also this effort to impeach Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Went on the Foxy News with Maria Bartiromo this weekend. And my understanding is kind of got lambasted by her. You know, these investigations never go anywhere. And, you know, unfortunately, they keep claiming they found a smoking gun. And I say unfortunately, it's by choice. They choose to take some small fact that is later readily disprovable, and they make it. We got the smoking gun. And then they don't have the smoking gun. They got a nothing burger over and over and over again. You know, think about the Durham, the Comer, the Alejandro Mayorkas. Nothing. You got nothing. It's got to be very disappointing after a while.
Well, I mean, what are they going to do? Pass legislation to help the American people to solve some of those problems our pal Dave Sweeple discussed? No, man, it's an election year, baby.
Well, you might have to throw out the House Speaker for good measure. Another one. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Stick around. Going to be a big show. Maggie Dawn coming along soon.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Stick around. Maggie Dawn is going to join us at the top of the hour, but you can join us now, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, Detroit hosted the NFL draft, looked like a hell of a party.
Oh, yeah.
Not quite,
man.
Mifflin Street, but still looked like a hell of a party.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, Crudy, were you at Mifflin Street this year? I saw there was some you know, arrest and a car got flipped over and it wasn't burned, so I didn't know if it was you or not. First thing I thought of was you. So where were you this weekend?
I was up in closer to God's country. I was up by the lake. I was working on the Jordan Love boat. You know, I've been putting a lot of hours.
You have an alibi. You have an alibi is what you're telling me.
Well, I was up there alone, but as far as you know, I was up at the lake. The proof will be in the completed boat product. I'm getting closer to completion.
All right. Well, if you say so.
They're putting a pier in on like Wednesday, man. I got to get the boat ready.
Yeah, I guarantee you. Keep paying your kid the way you're doing, man. He'll stand up for you and say, oh, he was home the whole time, Your Honor.
How would he know? He was out playing poker all night.
Doesn't matter, man. You paid him. He'll say it. You know how it works. Pretend he's a Republican.
You know, unfortunately, I would be fearful that a higher bidder would influence his vote. Right. No, I didn't. I don't think I've ever been, and I know lots of people with history at UW-Madison have been to the Mifflin Street block party. Always starts friendly. If the weather's good, and it was pretty good on Saturday, right? I mean, I was up north as far as you know, but beautiful weather, right?
And that's windy, but yes, it was, I mean, come on, 70s, mid 70s, high 70s, windy, sunny in Wisconsin. I will take it all day long.
Well, so did the kids at the Mifflin Street block party, and that means warm weather. I thought some sales manager once upon a time told us people like to drink more during the warm weather. Now, you make exceptions. You drink year-round, summer, winter.
See, I'm just consistent that way.
Spring or fall, you're like a you're a very consistent man in that regard.
Well, you know, it's the peak and valleys that'll kill you, Crudy. You know, it's up and down. You just got to stay consistent. You'll be fine.
The sales manager, I believe, said, you know, people drink more and spend more in the summer. And I'm like, is there a correlation between the drinking more and the spending more?
Probably.
I always spend more when I've had a couple cocktails.
Oh, but I think there's the thing. I mean, there's a peak. I think like mid to high 70s is about it. Because it gets too hot. It gets like in the 80s or 90s in the sun. I mean, it kind of dries people to
yeah,
the stage.
No one ever drinks too much when it gets too hot out.
I'm just telling you, man, I think there's a peak and it's like high 70s. It's like kind of what it was this weekend.
So we hit near peak party weather is what you're saying.
Absolutely, man.
Remember when you used to do like a summer loving party each year and you'd take a write off, but it'd really be Dom's throwing himself a birthday party. You'd bring out like a beer wagon in the driveway.
Yeah, man. That was a good party. I started out like when I turned 30, man, I was like, you know, I was feeling something at 30. I was like, damn, I can't believe I'm 30. I'm not supposed to trust myself now, but I got over it. Yeah. Good time.
I saw somewhere Gen X and they showed the backdrop of, Breakfast Club, and they said Gen X, 15-year-olds that acted like 30-year-olds, but now they're 50-year-olds that act like 30-year-olds.
Sounds about right, man. Mess with the bull, you get the horns. But Curdy, Detroit, the NFL draft. I was shocked. I was talking to a dude over the weekend. 775,000 people. Now this is going to go to
That's
Green Bay, Wisconsin next year. That's a lot of people.
Now. You see my master plan. We're going to be partying on the Jordan Love boat. Oh, we'll be on the Fox River, and that's where we'll party from because there's not going to be anywhere to stay. You know what I mean? Maybe we'll take a flotilla broadcast platform out on the river, and we'll just be there. We'll say we were there for the party. But when 700,000 people come, I mean, they might be Verbo and houses in Milwaukee, Dom. You don't know.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, that's where are you going to put that many people?
Not in Green Bay.
I mean, really? Right. Not Green Bay. Not Apple and Fox Cities. I mean, go out and about. I mean, it's going to be crazy.
Ashwaubenon's going to be busy that weekend, you think, Dom?
Oh, I think so. I think so.
DePere.
So I know we got Megan Dawn come up in a few minutes. So, Curdy, you're the sports guy here, man. I just a casual observer. How'd the Packers do?
I hope well. I don't know. You know, I didn't want them to start with an offensive lineman, but, you know, do what you got to do. But then a lot of defensive picks, speed linebackers, that seems important. Greenlawn, I forget the other guy, from the 49ers, man. When you see those guys together, they are those 4-5 speed linebackers. That's safety speed. And those are the sort of guys that the Packers drafted. And one of them is going to have to start next to Quay Walker, who's got speed of his own, and that guy's a badass. So you put a couple of fly and die sort of linebackers in the middle, I think you got a much improved defense. They also seemingly got a few defensive backs later in the draft, but you know, I'll be honest with you, Dom, I'm not the sports fan I once was. I'm not even going to pay attention to see until I see who comes to mini camps. And then I'll ask Mike Clements and he'll tell me who's important. Right, who's got a good mini camp.
Mike, man? We got to get Mike back on. And of course, so say it with me, Curdy. Tough night for the Bucks last night. Bucks and 7?
I actually watched that game. Is that a 5-game series? I hope it's not. Round 1, no, isn't 7. That a 5-game?
No, it's 7.
Game 5, play Tuesday tomorrow. Night at 8 p.m.
Yep.
So there will be a game 5 at least. I don't know if they'll make it to 7, man. When Bucks Portis got thrown out last me. Night?
Yeah, man. Portis is a very passionate man. It's a tough game.
They're only down 2-1, right?
No, 3-1.
Ooh. Well,
yeah, they got to win them out. Bucks in 7, baby. You heard it here first.
You can't get her done in 6? More Devil's Advocates. There'll be Bucks in 6 media markets tomorrow night, but I'm not enumerating them all. I'm just going to tell you we got a fine guest. She is a friend of the Devil's Advocates, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law, former Milwaukee County Corporation Counsel. Now, finest guest we have in the 4 o'clock hour. Ever.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about funding our beloved green spaces with Tyler Burns from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. I hope you can join us, Matinair on air.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future.
If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.